Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Splash. Is this Khalid?
Yes, Emma, this is Khalid. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Thanks for asking.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. Sir, I see that you actually requested to cancel. And I understand, of course. I just would like to know why you would like to cancel.
Oh, currently we don't have any job or any like cash flow for now, so that's why we cannot afford it for now.
Oh, and I understand. Well, I did review your client dashboard before I called you, and I see that we've got a few leads from Facebook. They said handyman, construction, carpenter. Were you not able to convert any of the leads?
Oh, they're like a contractor, a subcontractor. They are also looking for jobs, yeah.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. All right. And so mainly you're canceling because you cannot afford it at this time. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe in future I'm going to get back.
I understand. All right. Well, sir, something that I've noticed is that the business is not ranking in the first page. So that could be the reason why we haven't really gotten a lot of audiences or prospects for the business yet. And our goal is to continue working on your local SEO to bring the business on the first page. Canceling now would possibly mean losing all the progress that we've made so far. So that could mean even going farther, not on the second or not on the third page, if we stop and no one will continue optimizing your listing. Is that something you're willing to take?
Yeah, don't worry about it. So, yeah, so we haven't got it so far. Once we get it, then we get any job, probably we're going to get back to you in future. For now, yeah, we got to cancel it. Yeah, we are agree with that.
I see. All right. Well, sir, what about, like, if I see that, again, it's been 2 months, I understand, and you haven't gotten a single job yet. Your next due is going to be on the 14th. And obviously today is the best time to cancel if you really would wish to cancel. But what about I give you 2 weeks extension? So that would mean your next would be on the 28th. So that's like 2 or 3 weeks from now. And let's see if you'd be able to get.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, yeah, we made a decision to cancel it for now. So if we get some more contracts, then we're going to get back to you. Yeah, that's our bottom line.
I see. Well, sir, since you have future plans, what about we place your account on a temporary hold? Within that period, you will not going to get charged with anything. So let's say 2 or 3 months, like let's say June, if that's okay with you, then we can revisit your campaign and see if you would be ready to...
No, not for now. So you can completely remove all the access that you have to our company. And in future, yeah, we're going to get back, yeah, for now. So sorry about that, and we're going to get back sometime later on.
Okay, I see. All right, well, if that is the case, I would respect your decision. I'll go ahead and submit a request to completely cancel your account. Currently, we were doing local SEO, so that would stop, along with Facebook ads. I see that we're also doing, Google Verified campaign, so this would also stop. If in case you would want to have the Google Verified campaign in the future, then that would mean you may need to pay the $250 again. That's the activation fee. But if we're just going to put it on the temporary suspension, you can get everything back by just paying the 1 month payment to restart your service. So that's a good thing compared to completely canceling it now and then restarting it in the future.
Yeah, completely cancel it. Yeah, please.
Okay. Sir, just to set proper expectations, I see that we have collected your activation budget back in January 21st. I will have to check with the team and see if there is still a remaining balance out from that activation budget. However, that is non-refundable. So if there is still some money or budget left out from that $1,200 or almost $1,300, it will need to be used for either your Google verified leads, so that has to be maxed out with your leads, or it has to be allocated to a different product, like your local or Facebook ads, okay? Again, that is not refundable.
Why is not refundable? It's a rules and regulations. You got to refund everything through check or transfer or whatever. So that doesn't make any sense. Not refundable, you know? All right, so I'm going back to, like, somewhere in a meeting. I'm sorry, like, so please do refund it. Yeah, so I'm not going to use anything else for that. Please do that.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it should have been discussed when you signed up with Google Verified, but that is not refundable. We're not able to really refund that fund because that's already with Google.
That is already with Google?
Yeah, it's placed on a, what do you call this, on a trust account. So it can only be used for leads now.
So do you mean like the Google is like a solid ocean or whatever is dropped there, nothing going to be returned from there? Or is it like
I believe it's also on the terms and conditions.
Can you please talk with your team and refund it? And I'm getting back to my to a meeting. Yeah, thank you for your time.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. I will call you back to discuss more about that remaining budget, okay? Because I still will have to check with the team.
Yeah, thank you, please.
All right. Thank you so much.